sir.
Not his first thing.
So, I believe the decision was made last week that since Latin is weaker, to do Latin each week first, until the majority thinks that's not a good idea. Does the majority still believe Latin is weaker and should be first? That's what I'm planning on, until I hear otherwise or see otherwise. Last week when we started with Latin, we did the combination that the beginners just did in rumba cha-cha, the New York hand-to-hand. And we worked particularly on speed and power and isolation. Do you remember doing all that?
Yes.
Are you better this week than you were last week?
Yes.
The whole idea is to practice the principles, and perfect practice makes perfect dancing, so practice them well. Does anybody have a question or any issues arising from that before we relaunch? Right? Let's do.
Yes. Sometimes when I try to go faster, I tend to lose balance. How can I fix that?
Yes. In case you didn't hear that, sometimes when attempting to go faster, you lose balance. Keep in mind that speed is not about leaving fast, it's about arriving and stopping sharply. If you can stop, then you look fast. So it's about stopping. Therefore, to not lose balance, make sure you know how you're going to stop. For instance, if you're turning into a New York and you want to go really fast, make sure you arrive on a turned out foot. If your foot is turned out, you can stop on a dime and you can go fast. So never go faster than you can stop, and it is about the stop. Just like if you were in your car, you wouldn't go any faster than you were sure you had control of the vehicle. On the dance floor, get control of your stop. Another key will be, I just talked about turning out to do a New York. When you back rock for a hand-to-hand, having a turned out foot stops you. Having a turned in foot or a straight foot makes it really hard to stop. So let's get this moving and see where we are. Let's start with the rumba. Partner up and do the New Yorks hand-to-hand. I'll call it out. Partner up. We're going to do that beginner routine just for people warmed up here. Start in closed position and dance a basic. He rocks forward, she rocks back. Ready? And two, three, four, hold one. New York from here, four, one, two, three. Sharp turns win. Two, three, four, one. Keep that hand under our turn. Two, three, hand to hand. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, four, one. Hold it. What is that action you're doing in transition on your hand to hand? Forward walk turning. So, good. So, just make sure from each hand to hand back rock, you step forward, toe turned out. One foot in front of the other. Then turn. How much is it that you turn?
3/8.
Almost 1/8.
So less than a half would be 3/8. So almost the 180. And then back rock to repeat on the other side. Let's do the first hand to hand. He's going back with his left. She's going back with her right. Hand to hand. Ready? And two, three, forward, snap. Two, three, forward, whip. Two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one. Solo spot turn. Four, one, two, three. Basic step. Two, three, four. Good. Change partners clockwise.
And I guess you're in the back row, so you go that way.
So we're changing partners clockwise. And
hello.
Doing
the reason I think you're okay.
Rest a little bit.
Thank you.
stand in closed position confidently. Hold your partner confidently. She's holding him, he's holding her. While you're holding your partner, also hold the floor confidently. Notice how your weight is going into the floor. Change weight from one foot to the other, from side to side. Put your weight into the floor confidently. Change partners. Clockwise.
Thank you. Okay. Than standing straight for Latin, is there anything special the guy should do as far as like frame goes or whatever?
Shoulders low and back.
Should the shoulder blades like kind of so it's a little bit like standing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So remember last week we worked on isolation, saying the torso turns first and feet.
It's off to a good home, Dan.
You're distracting my class.
Go.
What?
It
can
also
be standing.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. We've been trying to figure out for like 10 minutes.
This dress is one of several donations to BAM, so the team gets to wear the dress, not everybody at one time. Just make sure. So whoever decides who it's appropriate for it, there are other dresses coming. There are people who would like to donate their dresses to, so keep bringing in dresses. So there is a team dress closet. Yes, it is.
$4,000
room address.
What? $4,000?
Only
with a designer?
No pressure. So again, we were talking about when you get the forward walk turning, after arriving on four, the arm comes in on one, and then the rest of you turn later. So if you wait and do the arm at the same time you do your head and feet, that'll take you too far. So, one more time, with music, basic first. Remember, hold your partner confidently, hold the floor confidently, put your weight into it.
Africa. When he is raising her hands, his hands are under, so it's obvious how the connection should work. When he's lowering the hands, it's his thumbs on the backs of her hands that are lowering. So he always holds her hand warmly, the thumb stays on the back of her hand, so there's always something to work with in every direction. Do the six connections again. You're on your own. Make sure you understand all six. Change partners.
Mr. Annie.
I kind of fly them.
Do the six connections with one hand only, his left and her right. Do all six.
One, two, three, four, five, six. What do you use them? So like New Yorkers, you do this one.
Yeah, I know.
Push.
Notice that these connections you're using are in pairs, and in these pairs, the one that is most obvious to the leader is always first.
Yes.
So the first pair is forward and back, and of course he's forward before he's back. The second pair, hands together before they go out. And the third pair, hands go up before they come down. So they're obvious from the leader's perspective. Make sure they work with just a single hand hold. Does anybody have a question about any of these connections? Notice, in dancing, you will always use at least two connections all of the time. So, for instance, stand ready to do a New York. One hand hold, get ready to do a New York. The connection, as you're in your ready position, is a number one toward each other. And in addition, it's a number three. He's moving the hand, getting ready to take her over to the New York. Take the New York step and stand with that foot forward. Notice the connection is a double here also. Her connection is going that way, and he's stopping her. So she's doing a number one, and he's doing a number two, pulling her back. In addition, she has turned to the right, so her hand is trying to go away from him toward the wall, and his hand is pulling it back. So she has a number, whatever that is for her, four, and he has a number three. So, being able to work with numbers is going to be important. It's always a double. All we're doing tonight is starting the conversation, saying, always be connected, be able to analyze wherever the problems are, be able to put that connection in there. Let's dance this combination now in cha-cha, thinking connections. Starting with a basic.
Okay. How do you, on basic, how do you set, when do you settle weight? It's one,
two, three, four, one. Drop, step, 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 step.
Oh, touch on that.
Two, two. Next her. Other one.
Oh, you can't do forward lock on basic.
We need to go into completely different areas, choreographically and technically, in your Latin dancing now. Are there any questions before we leave this? Everything we've talked about is fair game for the rest of the evening and forever, so make sure you understand how to hold the floor with your weight, how to hold your partner and work the connection. Go fast. There are no drug terms in Latin dancing. When you dance in New York, you are looking one direction for two beats, you're looking another direction for two beats, another direction for two beats, so everything is exactly two beats. Do that with your partner. Do the first New York and stop there. Step through, and two, and you stay there for three. Good. Face each other and do the chasse. Four and one. Do the next one. Two. Stay there for the three. And the next one. Four and one. One of the New Yorks, even though you're changing weight on two, three, you have exactly two beats that you're staying on each play. Do you know your partner's name? Separate from your partner. Ladies, come back this way. This is the partner you'll return to in a moment. Ladies, come back. So, everybody do the first New York, two, hold three, chasse, four, and one, next one, two, hold three, next one, four, and one. Now do it without feet, just turn your neck, two, hold three, four, hold one, two, hold three, four, hold one. That's what I want you to do with music, without a partner. Ten, turn, with music. Is the most important thing. Your job is constantly to be clever about what are you thinking about, what are you doing with your time, so when you get to the next competition, your practice time was better spent. Here we go again with this partner, head jerk. Your hair should be flying off your head. 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, adding the feet. 2, 3, New York. Do the first New York and stop. Everybody stand in New York position. Is the connected hand closer to him or to her?
Me.
It should be closer to the leader. The reason is the follower has a straight wrist and is not holding her partner's hand. The leader, in order to hold her hand, has a bent wrist. That bent wrist means the connected arms will be closer to him. Go back and forth on your New Yorks on your own feet, and notice on each side the connected hands are closer to the leader. Do some hand-to-hand for the same purpose. When you get to the back rock, check to make sure the connected hands are always closer to the leader.
Yeah.
Change partners.
Thank you. Perfect.
Here we go again.
Later on, I'll ask a question.
This question just came up. The spacing of the hands came up because one of the women in the group just said to me, I feel really crowded. How do I keep from feeling crowded when I'm dancing my Latin dances? And the answer, the problem must be because he's put the arm over on her side. So if he keeps it to himself, then he's the one who actually feels crowded. So get used to how it feels to keep your elbows close to yourself in that side-by-side position, particularly for the leader, since he's the one who has it closer. Yes?
Because she can help, right? She can protect her space.
Yes. Yes. So we're going to do that with music, starting closed position, dance the whole company off.
Thank you.
Yes.
Your head on turning the spot turn.
What about it?
Where does it go on one house?
Yes.
The question is, on what counts are we doing the turns and the spot turn? Let's have the ladies go that way, gentlemen come back this way, and let's just time out a spot turn here. So you have just finished the chasse to the side, 4 and 1. Swivel the foot you're standing on as you step through, 2. Then do a complete about face for 3. And then swivel again, 4 and 1. And for the practice of it, do one going the other way. And 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. Again, swivel 2, swivel 3, swivel 4 and 1. A 2, a 3, a 4 and 1. For those of you who would like to try it, what we just did was a solo spot turn. The final stage of development of this figure is a switch turn, which means you will swivel through and all in one movement face the opposite way. So now the timing would be after your 4 and 1, 2 to face the opposite way, 3, 4 and 1. So instead of having 2 checkpoints, we just have 1. Let's do that a moment so we can see what that is. Chasse to the side, 4 and 1, step through and swivel all in one movement. That's count 2. Then you just replace your weight forward on 3, and then chasse to the side from there, 4 and 1. Then again, and 2, 3, 4 and 1. 2, 3, 4 and 1. 2, 3, 4 and 1. 2, 3. Find the partner you're left dancing with, and let's see that. Okay. So, Jen, a side chasse into the first solo turn. Ready? And 4 and 1 and 2, 3. Patty Cake is the weird hand and go the other way. 2, 3, 4 and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 1. Change partners clockwise.
Thank you. Oh, I ought to. I see. Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. So, in those solo spot turns, when are you facing your partner? On what count?
4 and 1.
So, otherwise, you're looking where you've just come from. 2, 3, 4 and 1. Then again, looking where you've just come from, 2, 3, and so on. So you're looking at your partner only on 4 and 1 in between the turns. Here we go again. Start with a chasse moving towards that wall. At 4 and 1, 2, 3, 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 4 and 1, 2, 3. Change partners.
Thanks.
Hello. Yes. When you do the quick turn on the 2, the leg that has weight must be straight, the other one can be bent. So you can never be the one that has your weight. Let's talk hip action for a moment in cha-cha. When you're dancing cha-cha, it's not really hip action, it's thigh action. So your bones, your femurs, are what produce your hip action. So standing with your feet just slightly apart, alternate thighs. Notice, when you alternate thighs, it works your hips. So it's not good to think about hips, it's better to think about thighs. Now, without a partner, dance the chasse to the side and do the thighs. Dance a rock action or two and think thighs. So you're always wrapping one thigh around the other. Always wrap the thigh. The most important one to learn this for is the back rock, such as you do in the hand in hand. Everybody face the front. Do a back rock with your right foot. And the way we do it in the cha-cha is we just turn and step. So in the cha-cha, we don't really ever try to step back. All we do is turn, and by turning the thigh and the hip, it places the foot. Let's do some hand-to-hands from this alignment. So we'll back rock, chasse, and then back rock facing the other way. So we have 2, 3,
side chasse. Two, three. Hold it right there. So to start this next hand-to-hand, with your right foot to do the back rock, just open your hip, and that places your foot. Then we chasse. Now open the left hip. So the way we do a back rock in the cha-cha is not to think, take a step. All we do is turn the hip, and that places the foot right where it's going. In this class, I play slowish music, and that could be misleading. The back rock I'm talking about right now is the one that's at comp speed. That's how we can do it. So even when the music is slower and you can do something else, don't do the one that we will do at comp speed. So we have to practice it slowly to get it. Find that partner. What you just about to dance with.
Hi.
We're going to go into the hand-to-hand first. So start with a two-hand hold. We will chasse to his right, and then dance a series of hand-to-hand to practice opening that hip. Introduce the action. Chasse to his right on four. Ready? Pat. Four and one, two, three, four and one, two, three, four and one. Back, rock, four and one. Turn the hip to take the step. Two, three, four and one, two, three. So it's not a step, it's a turn of the hip. Open that hip. Change partners.
Thank you.
If you
open them up a little bit more.
Yeah, keep them very
okay. Thank you.
Good. I'm trying to think. It's like four. I'm using our thighs. Four and one. So I'm doing that first. Four.
This is a really good question. When you do a back rock, is it better to have a straight front leg or a bent front leg? It's better to have a straight one, but there isn't a straight front leg in the world at a world-class competition. It always has to bend. When you're going for it, when you're going as fast as you can, really dancing out, you're going to need to have that knee prepared to produce the next action. So, in my opinion, it's a dream to think that you could back rock and keep it on the knee straight. The music, in the rattle of battle, never
sleeps.
You're coming
to
music, starting with a shot day to his right.
Thank you.